I think we do forget how precarious the health of many students was at that time.
Yes.
I suppose, in a way, the war was an additional hazard.
They couldn't get the medical facilities, you see.
Yes.
Now, the difficulty in the classroom, and the thing that hurts me most of all, I had a volunteer to go to the war.
Yes. Yes.
Of course, I rejected each time.
Yes.
And every now and again, we were called up again.
Yes.
And sometimes in the class, just a fellow student, my name would be called up, and a fellow student would be called up. But I knew I wouldn't be taken.
Mm.
And it was my worry and sorrowness for this fellow.
Exactly.
Mm. And the tragedy was, even after life, when I became a journalist, one of my main jobs was to handle statistics, death, people killed, messages. And I was seeing the names of some of the old students that you were coming in.
Yes.
And that was very, very hard to bear.
Yes, you must have felt a difference between 1914, when nobody knew how long the war would last, and 1917, when there cannot have been too many men of your age left.
That's, you see, the university company was called up.
Yes.
Yes. And a different set of came in, but you didn't know how long they'd be there.
Yes.
There was always a chance they'd be called up. And that's why I remember Professor Jack being one of his most feeling sort of statements. He was almost crying when he called out the names of.
Yes.
He was a very, very sentimental about these things.